mold, fire, all kinds of crazy damages. It scares most people, right? Foundations leaking. Is it a good deal? Is it not? It seems scary, right? Well, it's up to you. Welcome back to the REI Society podcast, everybody. Lots of people are just really, really scared about these really, really big properties and projects. And I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to be scared. It's all about calculated measure. It's all about knowing your numbers. So I had a multimillionaire tell me earlier on in my career. For those of you that don't know, I started off as a realtor. And within about 6 months, I realized I didn't want to work with homeowners. So I started working with investors and I started investing in myself in single family residences and single family homes and stuff like that. So with that said, I had a multimillionaire who was in his 70s at the time. I was working with his son. I impressed him and he told his dad about me. And his dad came down from Memphis. He used to make a lot of money owning car dealerships and he put a lot of money in real estate over the years, and he did really, really well. And with that said, he wanted to flip homes down here in Atlanta prior to the recession and was super excited about it. Brought him in, showed him around, did a lot of business together. But one thing that stuck with me, because I don't talk to the gentleman anymore, but one thing that stuck with me, but as I was rising to become a successful investor and trying to become a millionaire, and I wasn't necessarily trying to become a millionaire, but in my heart, I knew I was going to be one. And what I remember this gentleman telling me was, Brandon, if you will do the things that nobody else will do, meaning if you buy the homes that nobody else will buy, if you buy businesses that nobody else will buy, and you can figure out a way to turn it around when most people look the other way, and that's what's going to make you rich. He's like, that's all I've ever done in the auto industry. That's how I've made money in real estate. You got to take on the scary projects. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that stuck with me. So I'd already flipped several homes by that point. I was working with this gentleman by 2006, 2007 for about a year. And it didn't last long because obviously 2008 was right around the corner. But that stuck with me for that 1 year that we worked together and flipped homes. And I was helping him buy and sell his flipped houses. So with that said, that was something that stuck with me. So since then, I've really been trying to find all the properties that people were scared of, the homes with extreme foundation damage, the homes with mold that needs to be remediated, homes with fire damage, homes with, you know, worn out and just water rotted floor bands, you know, the bands, the outside bands that frame around a house. And this is the projects that I look for. So I have a saying that mold is God's gift to investor. Mold is God's gift to an investor. In real estate and single family homes, a lot of people look the other way when there's mold present, and when they can't breathe, they walk into a home that's just been locked up for so long, and especially in the Southeast here, there's so much high humidity that mold is present almost everywhere. With that said, this the mold is God's gift to investors. I go into these properties myself, and sometimes I'll breathe, sometimes I have to throw my shirt over my nose. And I walk in, I'm like, dude, this is great. This already marked down extravagantly based on the price that they got it listed for, or the seller's willing to sell it for if it's direct to seller. And then I just go in and say, look, this is gonna cost me $30,000 worth of work just to try to remediate this mold. And in all reality, it would if I got a professional mold remediation company, but I mean, come on now. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna actually take this home down to the studs. We're going to, you know, spray mold killer on it. We're going to actually get rid of it, stop the leakage from wherever the water intrusion is coming in at, and we are going to remediate it ourselves. I could probably normally do it for a few thousand dollars, just a small handful, $3,000-$4,000, plus some repairs. So I get really deep discounts on mold. Now, fire. A lot of people are scared of fire because you have to go get special fire permits and things like that. It's not that hard. It's no different from reconstructing a new home. You have to literally take it down to the studs again, if it's not already down to the studs. You got to sand everything off. You got to replace where needed, and you got to rebuild the infrastructure back up. And usually on these, you have to have everything permitted. I bought a home recently, actually, for $25,000. It had a fire burnt attic, and it was due to an electrical fire. And we rebuilt this house, I want to say for $75,000. I'm in it for $100,000 at that point, acquisition and renovations. Bought this one cash, didn't finance, and we put it on the market for $215,000 after closing costs and commissions. I'm actually about to sell it in a couple of weeks. I am probably going to net like $80,000 on it. So here's the point. Here's the point. This is a short episode. Here's the point. When stuff is scary, you buy it if you're willing to take the risk. But you have to have good construction advisors. You have to have good subs. You have to know what you're getting yourself into. And if you've never done one of these before, don't try to rush it through the pipeline in 30 to 60 days to get the home fully constructed. Take the time to make sure this is done right, because you don't want something to backfire on you. But know that you can get these homes. I mean, heck, foundations with major water intrusion. You know how simple it is to fix a foundation? People are freaking worried about water intrusion coming in and a busted up wall. Literally, you can take out a wall. Obviously, it's more work than I'm making it sound, but you can literally take out a section of the wall, build the wall back up, seal the cracks, water seal it, make sure that there's some kind of drainage system. Basically, usually these guys go in and take the dirt all the way down to the footers, do some kind of gravity flow drain system, make sure all the drainage is taken away from the house. They'll even slope the yard if needed. And now moisture is running away from the house and not towards the house. And you can literally, I've done foundation work as little as $3,000 on up to like $20,000. I've never spent more than $20,000 on a foundation. I'm not saying there's foundations out there that has, I guess there's a lot more work than that, but stuff that people think is scary, foundations, water, moisture damage, mold, fire, this stuff is easy to accommodate and take care of if you know what you're doing. Like I said, you need the right advisors. You need to make sure that you're getting the right people in place that know what they're doing and bid on these low, because these first-time home investors, these first-time investors that are trying to flip, they're not going to jump on that. The people like me, 99 times out of 10, they're not going to jump on it either. I do. They know that those projects take longer and they're ready for a quick profit. They want a quicker profit in 2 or 3 months to have a turn, and they might be, you know, making $20,000 to $40,000 on those deals, but I can buy one of these and I pretty much do the same thing. I can make double that, and it takes me 3 or 4 months instead of 2 to 3 months to reconstruct it, and I'm in and out. So I'm actually making more money by the turn by buying these, and I'm getting good deals, and it's really giving my work, my contractors work. They can stay on the job for a couple months instead of bouncing around, and that's good, steady labor. So it works. Don't be afraid to buy the big stuff. Now, the disclaimer here is, I'm not advising you to buy the big stuff. It's up to you. You do your only due diligence. You do your own due diligence and whatever your contractors say. And then if it feels good in your guts, buy the property. That's it. That's it. Simple as that. Don't be afraid. Faith. You got to have faith when you buy these projects. You know, there's a saying that, how do you spell faith? It's R-I-S-K. You've got to take a risk if you want that reward. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this short episode. Please share this to somebody who needs it. Tag me on Instagram with a screenshot if you don't mind. Brandon G. Thompson. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's in the show notes below. Anything you need, feel free to text me. I've got the phone number below and the show notes. And look, I just am so thankful you're here and you're staying with me. Share this podcast with everybody you know. We're going to get to the grain, the gritty, all everything real estate. Wholesaling and flipping and long-term rentals and short-term rentals. Heck, I'll even talk to you about my different projects going on. I'm actually starting to move into multifamily. We're shifting gears. I'm going more into my perception of real estate and what I'm doing. And then I'll incorporate a couple of interviews from time to time. But I really am here trying to help you guys understand real estate and the mindset that has made me wealthy so that you can become wealthy. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.